Listen, my next guest is on the program on a regular basis because Nick Hopwood is a certified financial planner. We talk about the economy. Normally, we'd be talking about the debt ceiling, but we've just talked about that in my estimation. But Nick just took a trip from England across the English Channel into France, reliving, if you will, in a historical trip, D-Day in World War II. And he joins me now to share some of that. Nick, good to have you here on this D-Day. 78 years ago it's been now. 78 years. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I had a 79, but we'll go with 78. What a great experience this was. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Bennett taking us on the Operation Overlord tour that Easy Company followed on D-Day. What a trip of a lifetime, and what a great experience with my son and all the boys from St. John's Northwestern Military Academy.
You're right, by the way. It is 79. My math was off. So I'm going to give you're the financial guy. Your math should be right. So you took a group of kids. How important is it for these kids? And we've got some pictures here, so I'd like to just start with these pictures and roll through them for the people that are on television. For the people on radio, though, I want you to describe just the feeling of being in England, of being in the English Channel, of going over to Normandy. What was that like emotionally?
Steve, it was extremely emotional. And, you know, I just preparing for today's spot, I was reliving some of those emotions. And I just really hope that the high school kids, you know, experience the same thing that I was and that they remember it the same way I do. Just tremendous emotions.
All right. So where did it start, your trip? And walk us through the experience that you had.
Sure. So we started in London, and the first thing was the Churchill War Room. So, if you see the movie Dunkirk or The Darkest Hour, you understand that Churchill was running the war, the entire leadership, in fact, running the war from the bunker, reinforced concrete and steel. And I don't think he saw the light of day much. So that was a great museum, highly recommended to visit. And then once we were in London, we got on the boat we went to Portsmouth, which is where the D-Day invasion launched from. And we saw the boats that carried the soldiers as well as the tanks across the channel. Here we are right here with a photo of the boat. It holds 10 tanks. And these boats were engineered and built in just a matter of months, which I think is remarkable.
So, and where were the boats built? Were they built here stateside? Were they built in England? Where did the tanks come from? I know, obviously, Detroit, the arsenal of democracy, intimately involved in putting together the hardware, the gear to pull off the greatest land invasion in world history.
Yeah, as you said, Ford Motor Company stopped making cars and they started making planes and tanks. You know, it's just a testament to the American industrial complex coming together for the war. But I'm not sure if these tanks here were manufactured in the U.S. or in the U.K. or the boats for that matter. But the fact that it was put together so quickly, just remarkable.
And so as you get into this and you head across the channel and you're those tanks, by the way, the pictures, I mean, they don't look very big. They look fairly small from that perspective. Maybe they're not, but they don't look like a Sherman tank to me.
Now, right there, actually, my understanding is that one right there, which was in Bastogne, Belgium, is a Sherman. I'm not a tank expert, but
you're not.
Look, in Bastogne, this is like America 2.0. They have a Sherman tank in the center of the town square, American flags all over in the business windows, a tribute to General Patton, a museum outside of town. They celebrate Memorial Day. They're more patriotic than we are here.
Isn't that sad? Well, just to hear you say that, it just punches me in the chest. I mean, you look at Memorial Day in America while we denigrate the military and so forth. And I can see the pictures of the memorials there on the screen for those of you that are on television. Yeah, go ahead.
We're looking at a memorial for Easy Company outside of the town of Bastogne, Belgium, which is where the Battle of the Bulge was fought. If you've seen the HBO series Band of Brothers, this should ring a bell. And after we saw, now this here is the memorial outside of Bastogne, Belgium as well. And you can see this is a Washington, D.C. style, huge memorial, just incredible in scale. These people in Bastogne, they do not take the Battle of the Bulge lightly. Now, of course, today's D-Day, so I want to back up a minute and go back to Normandy, where this was just, you know, this is where the emotions were running at their highest, at the American Cemetery on Omaha Beach, being at Utah Beach and seeing the pillboxes and the bunkers and the terrain that our boys had to climb. Just remarkable. Just the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, so, and again, you took a group of... You took a group of high school kids, right? You took a group of kids to say, look, this is the we need more of this in the classroom, Nick. We need this kind of education in the classroom, but we don't get it much anymore. I mean, you and I were taught this in school, but today they're teaching something wholly different and frankly bizarre. We should be teaching about the powers of democracy, the evils of communism and tyranny and far leftists like Adolf Hitler and the Democratic Socialists of Germany, better known as the Nazis. We should be talking about this every day in schools, I think, and yet we don't.
Couldn't agree more, and I think that that's what Mr. Bennett does at St. John's Northwestern. And this photo here is actually in Paris, outside of the city limits, up on top of a hill overlooking the city, kind of overlooking the Eiffel Tower. Now, this is Normandy here. You can see the scorched earth. You can see, the trenches.
Scars.
Exactly.
And I want to get to one more thing before we run out of time here, and that is this. You got a bonus here, and for the folks, again, the folks that can see it on TV, it's a little extra for you because you got to see some trenches from World War One. I know the guys in D.C. have that. Here it is for those of you on TV. And for those of you listening on the radio, the trenches, of course, in World War One. I mean, you'd gain an inch, you'd lose an inch, you'd gain an inch, you'd lose an inch. People would die, dysentery, illness, sickness, people packed together. I mean, just look at it.
Yeah, this was, as far as I was concerned, a complete bonus to be able to see the trenches like this, and they've kept them up so well. In fact, this is probably much better conditions than reality.
Yeah.
Back in 1917. But yeah, Belgium, you know, they were kind of a whipping boy in World War One and World War Two. Just, you know, the Germans just plowed right through both times.
Pounded on them.
Yeah.
Nick, what a trip. You know, and it's interesting because it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I will stand on the beaches of Normandy. I will celebrate what this great country has done. I will do that. I will do it with my family. And no better day to share this, Nick, than D-Day 79 years on. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Sure. I've never done it. It's like top five on my bucket list. 79 years later. D-Day. I'll be right back.
Lead is an invisible threat. It's especially unsafe for children because their bodies and brains are still developing. Lead exposure can come from paint in homes built before 1978, dust, soil, drinking water from older plumbing, and some imported goods. To find out if your child is being exposed to lead, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test today and visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe to learn more. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.